Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of MEDAIR's Aviation Security Podcast. My name is Ryan Brockhouse, and I'm the security supervisor based in our Phoenix, Arizona office. Today's episode, we will be discussing passenger security screening, more specifically, what types of scanning technologies are in use in many parts of the world, and what new scanning technologies are in the pipeline. This is a particular topic that may fly under the radar for some operational security teams, so we at MEDAIR find it incumbent on providing insight into the subject and how the newer technologies are being implemented across the board. To help us with this subject, we have Andrew Miller, who's one of our security specialists based in our Phoenix, Arizona office. So Andrew, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me today, Ryan.
Now, Andrew, security screening at airports have, of course, evolved a great deal over the past few decades. And we've heard recently of some changes to the passenger screening process, particularly in the United States and other Western countries. So can you give us some insight into that evolution and changes?
Absolutely. So for those who have lived through it, since the events of September 11th, 2001, aviation security has undergone dramatic transformations. We moved from basic metal detectors to now sophisticated multi-layer security systems. Today, we stand at another pivotal moment where emerging technologies promise to revolutionize how we balance security, efficiency, and passenger experience. The innovations we'll explore today represent more than just technological advancement. They represent a fundamental shift towards smarter, faster, and more respectful security processes. For example, just recently rolled out in the United States, passengers no longer have to remove their shoes during security screening processes. Not only did that slow security lines down, but it was also an inconvenience to passengers.
Right. That's very interesting. And I think we've all had to experience that from time to time as we've traveled over the last number of years. So now let's dive into the innovation portion of the screening process. What are they specifically that you see out there?
Absolutely. Well, the first major innovation transforming our industry in the development of touchless and rapid screening technologies. These systems represent more of a quantum leap from traditional checkpoint processes that require passengers to physically interact with multiple surfaces and undergo time-consuming manual procedures. Advanced millimeter wave scanners, they now utilize artificial intelligence to automatically detect threats without requiring the classic arm raise. These systems can scan passengers as they walk at normal speeds. They analyze body contours and identify potential security concerns in real time. The technology has also evolved to detect both metallic and non-metallic threats with unprecedented accuracy, while reducing screening time from minutes to mere seconds. CT screening has also revolutionized baggage inspection. So unlike traditional X-ray systems that produce flat, two-dimensional images, CT scanners create detailed 3D images of bag content. This advancement allows passengers to leave laptops and liquids in their carry-on bags, eliminating, let's be honest, one of the most time-consuming aspects of current screening procedures. The systems can automatically identify and clear safe items while flagging potential threats for human review. Additionally, biometric identification systems are also streamlining the entire checkpoint experience. Facial recognition technology integrated with existing travel documents and security databases can verify passenger identities simultaneously. Some airports are piloting systems where passengers simply walk through checkpoints while cameras confirm their identity, boarding pass validity, and security clearance status simultaneously.
Oh, yes. Okay. This is some great technology that's gone through the pipeline. And of course, some of this obviously has also been implemented already. And of course, we're now going to be seeing this a lot more, particularly the biometric ID systems. And as you mentioned, this is also shortening the time passengers wait in line, which is also very helpful. However, I am aware of some passengers' concerns for with this new technology, an invasion of privacy. Is that correct?
For sure. But before I get into that subject, I just wanted to touch on another thing. Perhaps, you know, one of the more or most exciting are emerging technologies like the terahertz imaging and advanced sensor fusion systems. These terahertz waves can penetrate clothing and many common materials while being completely safe for human exposure. These systems can detect concealed items, chemical compositions, and even detect stress indicators that might suggest security concerns, all without physical contact or privacy invasive procedures. Now, you brought up the issue of privacy, and that, of course, is a legitimate concern, and that should be addressed head on. So the aviation industry has learned valuable lessons from early body scanner implementations, where privacy concerns nearly derailed the adoption of critical security technologies. So, for example, today's millimeter wave scanners use automated target recognition software that creates generic non-anatomical outlines rather than detailed body imagings. The system highlights only areas of concern with simple icons, eliminating the need for human operators to view any body image whatsoever. Additionally, data protection protocols have been strengthened significantly. Images are processed locally and deleted immediately after scanning with no storage capability or network transmission on personal imagery. Many systems now use edge computing to ensure that sensitive data never leaves the immediate scanning device, providing an additional layer of privacy protection. Also, transparency and passenger education have become central to addressing privacy concerns. Clear signage, passenger information campaigns, and opt-out procedures help travelers understand exactly how screening technologies work and what data is collected. Many airports now provide real-time demonstrations and educational materials that basically show what advanced screening processes look like. The industry is also developing privacy-preserving alternatives for passengers who prefer not to use advanced imagery. These might include enhanced physical screening procedures, alternative detection technologies, or hybrid approaches to combine multiple screening methods while respecting individual privacy preferences. More importantly, the regulatory framework has evolved to keep pace with technology. Privacy impact assessments are now standard procedures for any new screening technology, ensuring that privacy protections are built into systems from the ground up rather than adding them in as, say, an afterthought.
Yeah, that's pretty important. Very, very interesting information. This may also ease some client concerns regarding the passenger privacy for sure. Obviously, there needs to be a balance, as you know, between, you know, ensuring the passenger privacy, but also at the same time ensuring that these new systems enhance and improve security screening overall. But let's look at periods where terminals and security checkpoints experience what we would call those heavy traffic or peak periods. We're talking about major national, international holidays, global events, et cetera, et cetera. So what is currently in the pipeline for the structure and implementation of this new technology during what we would call those international peak periods?
Oh, for sure. The true test of any screening innovation comes during peak travel periods when airports, you know, they have to process thousands of passengers per hour while maintaining that rigorous security standard. Traditional checkpoints often become bottlenecked during high traffic periods, creating passenger frustration and quite honestly, operational challenges. The dynamic checkpoint management system represents a major advancement in handling traffic surges. These systems use real-time passenger flow analytics, predictive modeling, and automated resource allocation to optimize checkpoint operations. Artificial intelligence algorithms analyze historical data, current conditions, and predicted passenger volumes to automatically adjust screening lane configurations, staffing levels, and equipment deployment. Parallel processing capabilities are revolutionizing checkpoint design. So instead of single file processing, new checkpoint architectures allow multiple passengers to be screened simultaneously through parallel lines that converge and diverge as needed. Some airports are implementing checkpoint of the future designs where passengers can choose their optimal screening path based on their specific needs, baggage type, and security clearance level. Also, pre-screening and trusted traveler programs are being expanded and enhanced. Programs like TSA PreCheck, Global Entry, and similar international initiatives allow pre-vetted passengers to use expedited screening lanes. Advanced biometric systems make enrollment easy and verification faster, while risk-based security approaches allow resources to be focused on higher-risk passengers' situations. Now, there are also mobile technology integration programs that help distribute passenger flow more evenly throughout the day. And these remote apps now provide real-time checkpoint wait times, optimal arrival recommendations, and even reservation systems for screening appointments during peak periods. Some airports are even piloting systems where passengers can begin certain screening processes remotely through their mobile devices.
Now, this is extremely important information, Andrew. I think clients are eager to find and better understand the implications of this new screening technology for their own passengers and how it's going to impact their own operations as well. So, Andrew, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So that does it for this month's AvSec podcast. For our listeners, once again, we thank you for joining us today and hope that this discussion was as informative for you as it was for us. As always, stay informed, stay vigilant, and we'll catch you in the next month's episode.